Let's go to the first question, which has been submitted by Craig Stevenson, who's head of corporate affairs at Thales, who asks, given the increasing pressures on transport infrastructure in the capital and nationally, is London a priority for infrastructure projects? And if so, which London projects are top of each party's list? Chuka, you mentioned this, so I'll come to you first.
I didn't really get a chance to say this. Where is Craig? Is Craig here? Hi. I didn't really get a chance to say this in the 4 minutes because I thought I was going to get stopped Jeremy Paxman style, but you know, it was a lot nicer than that. What we have done in opposition is to try and work out how to prioritise making infrastructure decisions and also to take the party politics out of it, which has led to the dither and delay. What institutional changes can we make to foster better decision-making? So we got Sir John Armitt, who headed up the Olympic Delivery Authority, you'll know from Network Rail, to look into this. And he suggested we set up an independent infrastructure commission to make recommendations to government on what to prioritise and what big projects should be given sign-off. Now, ultimately, and we're going to do that, by the way, ultimately, because of the need for accountability, the green light will be given by a minister. But we think if you've got a group of experts, people from business, etc., advising government on that, then they can make those recommendations without all the different political considerations that get included in that. To the extent that the current ministerial team have already committed monies, etc., to infrastructure projects, we'll press ahead with those. But in terms of the other infrastructure projects that haven't been scored into the government's plans, that will be subject to the review that we carry out of government expenditure if we get in what is it, 60 days' time, I think we're all counting. So that's where we are on that.
Matthew Hancock.
Well, we have established for the first time a national infrastructure plan, which is intended precisely to ensure that where we have this desperate need to improve the infrastructure, not only of London, but the whole UK, that is an organised and ranked plan that we can then work through. And in fact, success has many fathers, doesn't it? And we brought in Paul Dighton, who I would say ran the Olympics, in order to run that. But, you know, clearly the Olympics was a very big project. I do think that the Olympics, though, not only supplying people to be able to help government and opposition now to make these plans, has reinstalled a sense of self-confidence in the UK that we can do big infrastructure projects. And I think that self-confidence is important. And so in answer to the direct question, yes, of course, London remains a priority. Finishing Crossrail, I'd say, is the absolutely top priority. And it's on time and on budget. But then having a long-term plan that we can work through, and it's very good to hear that Labour will continue to support all of the projects that we've started.
Vince Cable.
Well, let me take the two bits of the question. What's the priority within London? I would say suburban railways. There's been a massive rail revolution in recent years, and that's great. It's great to see the railway sector reviving again. It's good for industry, and it's good for getting the modal split between road and rail better. Within that, suburban trains in London have had virtually no investment. Anybody who commutes in on a daily basis, as I do, will know that they are grotesquely overcrowded. You've got annual growth of 3 or 4% in passengers, no increase in capacity. We're now getting 10, 12-car trains very belatedly. So that would be my priority. Secondly, should London have more investment than the rest of the country? I would say no, controversially. I mean, clearly we do need investment in London. Crossrail is a great project. And as I say, we need more attention to suburban rail. The danger of prioritising investment in London is it becomes a kind of vicious, a virtuous circle, that you get lack of development in other parts of the country, therefore more companies and more people migrate into the capital, so you get more demand for infrastructure. And you've got to break that cycle. And one way of breaking the cycle is to make sure that you get proper investment in the north of England, in the southwest, in Scotland and Wales. And I think particularly people like me and Chuka, who are London MPs, should say that obviously it's appealing to our constituents to say, let's do things in London. But actually, we've got to have a properly geographically balanced country, and we don't at the moment.
Per pound spent, is far more spent on London infrastructure projects? I mean, you actually, so per person in the population, given that there are so many people who live in London, is it actually, are we spending far more?
Well, there are some very big projects like Crossrail, but we've tried to balance that with spending elsewhere. For instance, you know, the answer to that very much depends whether you have HS2 in the question, and also the whole concept behind the Northern Powerhouse is the insight that there are more people who live within, I think it's 50 miles from the centre of Manchester, than live within 50 miles of Charing Cross. But because the infrastructure there isn't as advanced as it is in London, you haven't had this great development that London's seen, although you did 100 years ago, and we need to make sure, as Vince says, I strongly agree, that the whole country keeps up by being well connected.
I mean, the only thing I'd add to that, actually, is it's not just, obviously, the capital investment, but it's also who's actually running our infrastructure. And I agree with every single word that Vince said about the train companies on our suburban lines in London. And one of the things I'd like to see is the Londonisation of the suburban rail franchises in London. I mean, I just take Southern, who go through... Southern are a joke. They are a complete joke. The level of service is utterly appalling. I actually believe that TfL have shown that they can provide a good service and are very good actually at running our overground services here. And I think they would do a far better job than Southern. I mean, one of the, you know, and I'd like to see the all the franchises that go through my constituency, which is of course the centre of the universe. I would like to see TfL running those because I believe my constituents would get a better service.
Jubilee Line Girl, thank goodness for that. Can I say